catch a fish too if it weren't for you meddling kids.
Welcome back to the First Crack Podcast. This is Garrick Van Buren, and thanks for listening. It's good to be back talking with you guys. Today, I'm extremely pleased to bring you a sound scene tour of the Wisconsin River. Jen and I, my wife, headed over to Wausau, Wisconsin, grabbed a pontoon, and what you hear is our conversation along there, where we talk about business opportunities for the Wisconsin River, fishing, and some other stuff. Before we get started, I want to send a big congratulations over to Wanda Wisdom at Lucky Bitch Radio for making some big transitions right now, leaving the full-time gig and off into the great yonder of the unknown. So congratulations, Wanda. As always, the First Crack Podcast is a Working Pathways production. On that note, I want to let you guys know that I am working on what I'm calling Bettercaster at workingpathways.com. You find the link to Bettercaster. I'm taking the current Dirtcaster, the latest version of Dirtcaster, plugging in the Get ID PHP classes. Dirtcaster will actually read the ID3 V2 tags, so from iTunes and that sort of thing, when you just dump the in a config file and all those sorts of things. So just kind of making a Dirtcaster better, so you can head over to workingpathways.com to pick that up. Okay, with that, here we go. On to the Wisconsin River on a pontoon boat.
Hey, a dandelion, dragonfly, not a dandelion, I don't know. It's a little tiny blue thing. Hovering like an inch above the surface of the water. Yeah?
I think other creatures of the wild, the male is more showy in the dragonfly world.
Is it? Yeah.
I believe so.
Like peacocks?
Like peacocks, yes. Uh-huh. Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
Robins.
Mallards, yeah.
There aren't too many people to weigh those. Still a little early in the day for pontooning.
Yeah.
Most people go out at cocktail hour.
Right.
It's kind of Victorian almost.
Pontooning on the Wisconsin River?
Yeah, it's kind of like when people would like take their carriages out like around the the square or whatever, you know?
Right.
And
show
like,
off their
show
horses.
Show off your carriage and show off your dress and your parasol and all that kind of stuff. Take your pontoon out. You have to wave at everyone.
You have to
wave. It's etiquette, yeah.
You'd be on the shore and on the boat, yeah.
Yeah, there's tons of river etiquette.
Yeah. And it's a different kind of etiquette than if you're in a runabout.
Yes, the runabouts, you don't necessarily wave.
No? You just cruise by?
You cruise by. You have to be respectful of the wake and all that kind of stuff. That's more like wake etiquette and noise etiquette and things like that.
Right. Which is different than pontoon etiquette.
Right. Well, because the pontoon is just, Los Angeles slower.
Right.
More genteel. But, you know, if you have your, like, runabout stopped or just floating or whatever, if you're on, like, a fishing boat, then you are obligated to wave.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're trolling. That's what it is. Trolling.
Trolling. Right. And people get fancy with their pontoons. With bathrooms and bars and
bathrooms. Weber's, maybe. How did those cars get out there?
I know, it's crazy.
Isn't that an island? Guess not. I don't think you could take a minivan to an island. Maybe you could pontoon it across.
Can we go anywhere, or are we just cruising up and down the river?
Where are you going to go?
So I'm just asking.
You know, I wonder how hard it would be, because we're in Wisconsin, right? Like, bar licenses have got to be like a dime a dozen, right?
Yeah.
How hard it would be to get a license to have a floating bar.
Right.
Like right here. You could just anchor, and people could pull up in their pontoons.
Yeah.
Get a gin and tonic.
Because there's nothing else around here.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like island to the right of you, island to the left.
Yeah. Lake in the river in the middle.
That's a darn good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the trick would be getting the supplies out to the bar. But you could do that. You could have people bring them in for you.
What do you mean supplies out to the bar?
Well, you gotta...
Oh, you mean like if you accidentally run out?
Yeah.
So what?
You run out of gin.
You'd have your, like, you'd have your jet ski parked up right up here for, like, quick little trips.
Oh, that's something. A good idea.
Yeah.
Are there places further down towards town that have,
Well, now, the initial plan for the grocery store.
Right.
The Pick and Save.
Yeah.
On the other side of the bridge, on the other side of 6th Street, was that they would have a drive-up dock. So you could load your groceries onto your boat and take them home.
But they don't do that.
I don't know if that was ever installed.
Huh. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
We've only seen one bird on this trip.
It was a herring, though. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah. Heron. Herring's a fish.
Right. Do herons eat herrings?
They might.
Red ones?
That's a misnomer. Oh. They like to make you think they eat red herrings.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So the
water's pretty still.
How many drag your feet in it?
No.
You wake up quite awake with your flip flops.
It's like you water skiing in front of the boat.
Yeah.
Blue skies and not green trees as far as you can see. Yeah.
I suppose a lot of people are watching the Gus Macker and stuff like that. Pretty big local event.
What is the Gus Macker?
3-on-3 basketball.
3-on-3.
Yeah.
It's over at the Catholic school, is it?
Catholic high school. Yeah.
Yeah, it gets on the news every year and everything.
Yeah, and then like East Bay always has its big sale that correlates with it.
It's also this weekend?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. They have, like, shuttle buses running back and forth.
There goes the jet skier.
Jet skis are kind of obnoxious.
I agree.
I don't get the fun. I've never been on one. Maybe they're fun. I don't get the fun of snowmobiling either.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Probably the same fun as motorcycling.
Oh, but here comes the wake. not too choppy. Whoosh. Whoosh. Whoosh.
Whoosh.
Only a little one.
That's right. Now we're on a chase.
Kicking it into second gear. Oh, yeah. You gotta keep your tips up. That's the key in flip-flop water skiing. You get your tips down, you get splashed up the leg.
That's not good.
You gotta keep the tips up. It also prevents you from losing your flip-flop. They float, though, so you could go back and get it.
Right, but it would be underneath the deck of the pontoon for a while.
Well, it's not moving that slow.
You're going to be able to grab it and grab underneath?
No, but I'm saying you can swing back around. It's not like a sailboat where you have to do like a figure eight to turn around or something.
I didn't know that about sailboats.
How would you turn around a sailboat?
I would just start to do a U-turn.
Yeah.
No? Huh. I didn't know you were a sailor.
What sailor? You don't need to be a sailor to know that you can't just heave around a sailboat.
What?
You ever seen a sailboat do a circle?
I don't.
Is that a turtle on it?
Yeah, it's a turtle on top of the log. A little tiny snapper, I betcha.
Yeah. The last time when Dad and I took the runabout out last week, when we were going up and down the river, there was this like twig with branches on it. A branch with leaves on it. Another one. And it was just skimming through the water.
Uh-huh.
Like along the shore.
The branch.
But it wasn't like floating. It was like being dragged, but you couldn't see what was dragging it. And I think some turtle had it in its chompers and was just zigzagging along the shore, but it looked like this branch was swimming. It was very funny.
Like a swimming branch.
And Dad was all hyped up on Vicodin, so he kind of looked at me like, do you see that, too? This I always think is cool, where the trees are, like,
all
ripped
torn up. Yeah. And the roots are growing into the side of the hill, and the trees are 90 degrees.
It almost creates like a cave underneath.
Yeah.
And, like, the tree is still alive. I mean, it's got green leaves.
Right, it's just growing.
Branches and things like that. It's just,
the
roots are completely exposed.
Yeah, and it's at a 45-degree angle
to the shore.
And then there's this railroad trellis. It just kind of spooks me. feel so old, and do they still use that?
Yeah.
Do they still use that?
Yeah. You've seen the trains go through.
Yeah. I just forget that it's this one long line that goes past the house.
Yeah. There we go. This is better.
This is better. Here, the jet ski is coming back right for us. That's a life right there.
You're listening to the First Crack Podcast with Garrick Van Buren. Today we're on the Wisconsin River on a pontoon boat, just cruising around. And, hey Jen, what do you got there?
Scooby-Doo fishing pole. And a little plastic orange fish at the end. No hooks for me.
Why not?
Because I might catch something.
Yeah.
I don't want to catch anything. Okay. I just like casting. Can't cross dead line. Oh, there we go. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Sorry about that.
We got in the way of casting. You don't get in the way of a girl's cast. I think I probably have better luck with the fish coming up to nibble on my bright red toes than I do.
With a fake orange fish.
With a fake orange fish.
As bait.
Oh, keep watching the bobber. You never know what might happen.
As soon as that white part goes underneath the water, you might have something.
There's fish in here big enough to try and choke down that little orange thing.
Plastic.
Delicious.
But hey.
My lip isn't being ripped open.
And also we won't get any stumps or trees.
Yeah, I'm not going to snag any weeds.
Mm-hmm. All benefits of the plastic fish bait.
And when it's coming up fast to you, it kind of looks like you caught something. Look, I got a fish. It looks like one of those little goldfish crackers. Swimming in the water. I was like, kayak? There's two kayakers on the side of the boat. I was like, a dog can't kayak.
No.
No. Good thing they were talking about the fishing boat. With the dog.
With the dog. The old black lab. And a man with...
I don't think that's a lab. That's kind of long hair.
Yeah?
This is like a mystery pole. Did they ever have, like, Scooby-Doo and the...
Mystery of the fishing pole?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd catch a fish, too, if it weren't for you meddling kids.
And this plastic orange bait.
Mr. Cooper, the bait store owner. And I would have gotten a fish, too, if it weren't for you meddling kids.
I don't remember that episode.
All of the villains on Scooby-Doo? I don't understand what people were so afraid of. Costumes were totally lame. And there was like glow. Like what did they do? Dip themselves in nuclear waste before donning their costume?
There might be a lot of nuclear waste in Scooby-Doo's world.
Did you know that they can use human hair to clean up oil spills?
Huh.
Human hair to clean up oil spills? It attracts the oil and holds on to it. They're having such a hard time cleaning the animals. It occurred to them, hey, this stuff sticks to hair. So they can put hair in pools of oil and sop it up and then just dispose of the hair.
So it's like a salon / oil accident cleanup company?
Isn't it kind of scuzzy to sell your hair scraps for oil cleanup? Like, you just gotta throw them away. Like, it's like free cleanup.
We're gonna bump the shore in a second. Yeah, we
are. Very close to shore.
It's a little shallow here.
Yeah. Oh, there's the bottom of the river.
You better reel it in, honey.
Yeah.
You don't want to get that plastic fish caught in the water.
Yeah. Wait, we're going to... We're going to pass the fish by. Fishies don't have hooks in them.
Minnows.
Yeah, minnows. People use minnows all the time.
Mm-hmm.
How is that any different?
They're not orange and black.
Yeah. You're going to get the fish anyway. It's not like he's going to get time to enjoy that last meal. This way you get to reuse it.
You've been listening to the First Crack Podcast, firstcrackpodcast.com. Drop us an email, firstcrack@gmail.com, and let us know what you think of the show, either through the email or dropping a comment at firstcrackpodcast.com, or just, if you're feeling noncommittal, just click one of the stars, give us a star rating over at the firstcrackpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, thanks for subscribing, and if you like this show, check out the other Minnesota-based podcast at podcastmn.com. We're pushing 31 shows out of the Twin Cities area. It's pretty cool. All right. Have a great day, folks.